say I'm doing great all the time. It's like, you're not looking great. You're ugly. You don't make any money.
Wow, baby, this is good.
And I was like, yes!
You're the light at the end of the tunnel, and I'm just darkness.
You are the tunnel.
The look he gave me, he was so disgusted.
We don't go, hey, we won the national title. Good job. Now everybody get your ass back to class. Did I just out myself for having some sort of condition down there?
Some sort of glandular condition. We're just talking.
I like you, but, you know, not that.
You're not in like with me.
I have a girlfriend, man. I'm sorry.
You're not a side scroller.
No.
You're not a...
I'm not a midnight golfer.
Hi there.
Hello.
Until about a minute ago, I was dead.
You were out of it. I've to bring you back.
I have risen. I have risen from the ranks.
Mr. Snow's here.
Of the sleeping Mr. Snow?
Yeah.
What?
Jon Snow.
Oh, man.
You're back.
Oh, jeez. Now, I'm not nearly as good looking.
I beg to differ. But this is Booze and Basketball, the best of both worlds. Make sure to check out boozeandbasketball.com
for all your booze and basketball needs.
And don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and wherever podcasts are found. So, I'm Stephen Ivory Canes, a.k.a. Low Stevens, a.k.a. the second greatest of all time, a.k.a. you already know what it is.
And I am Jack Basketball, a.k.a. Jeff Maxwell, a.k.a. the greatest of all time. And I'm just wishing a fine howdy-doody summer to you.
It is summer. Summer's near. Summer feels like it's here. Here in L.A.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
We don't have a spring, right? We don't really do that here.
Yeah, it's a little chilly.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
We don't have a winter.
Oh, yeah. That's
we go from summer to we go from summer to spring, pretty much.
If I took a portrait of how it looks outside on July 4th compared to how it looks outside on December 25th, you wouldn't tell the difference. You wouldn't know.
I agree.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Los Angeles, California.
So, since we last spoke with you guys or spoke to you, what do we do in podcasts? Do we speak to people?
We have Socratic seminars.
Ah, okay. So, since we had one of those, we were right at the beginning of the NBA Finals. As of the recording of this podcast, we're now 5 games in. Golden State is up 3-2.
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland surprised a mini by winning game 4. Didn't surprise me, really. But, yeah, so they're technically still in it, though they were down 3-1. No team out of 32 has ever come back from such a deficit to win the NBA Finals.
So, and now that we're done talking about basketball,
yeah,
let's talk about checkers.
So that was the basketball segment. Now we're talking about checks mix. And yeah, our appreciation for it.
I do have to say this. I was playing a dodgeball game last week.
I heard that was fun.
Oh man, it was so fun. I had never been so great. I truly am. I never felt like such a world beater.
Yeah.
And every time I got somebody out in dodgeball, I would or caught a ball or had a great play or anything. The other team's best player, I threw the ball so hard it knocked their ball out of their hands. Oh. And apparently you could get out by that. And so I put the best player out, and every time I would get somebody out, I would do the LeBron like march dance thing where he lifts his knees to his chest and does like the slow down.
Yeah.
What is that?
That's the LeBron dance.
What's he doing? Why does he do that?
I don't know. He's stupid.
I don't know, but I enjoyed doing it. It was fun.
It is super empowering.
I could have done the James Harden stir the pot thing.
Oh yeah, but you don't want Lil B to curse you.
No, I don't. Little B is, man, he cursed Kevin Durant, too.
Yeah. Well, Kevin Durant was the first victim.
Yeah.
And then Little B.
He's the perennial victim.
Little B answered because he's a native of Oakland. So he was like, the curse still stands. And sure enough, Golden State.
Did he curse LeBron?
No, he doesn't have a problem with LeBron. I wish he would. Little B, curse LeBron, please.
clearly he's cursed a bunch, Shumpert and J.R. Smith, or maybe they just stink. One of the two.
That's a theory we're going to have to explore.
Are we going to talk about basketball? We want to review this beer.
But we do review beers first, customarily. I just wanted to let you guys know we haven't forgotten about basketball, contrary
this,
to...
This is going to be a basketball episode.
I received hate mail the past couple weeks since our last episode.
Quite a bit. We understand.
Yeah. So we're here with basketball, but first, we're drinking Omgang Rosetta. Omgang is an ale aced on cherries with other natural flavor added. The elegant fruit beer matured on cherries is brewed exclusively for brewery Omgang by Leafmans, a sister brewery in Belgium. So it is a product of Belgium.
And if you'll remember, Omgang Brewery, that's the Game of Thrones beer. Yes. That's where we went. Boots of Basketball was live at the new brew giveaway.
The events,
I don't even remember the name of that brew.
Complex.
Complex.
Yeah, that was the name of it.
The name of the brew.
Oh, the name of the brew.
Name of the new. It was the Game of Thrones inspired. Yeah. I don't even.
Complex
remember.
Was the venue.
I want to say the Iron Throne was one of the earlier ones. I don't remember what this one was.
Take the Black.
No, because we already had Take the Black. We already had Three Eyed Raven. I don't know, but it wasn't that great. It was a hop. Oh, it was a hoppy one.
Yeah.
It was super hops.
Yeah.
It was something hoppy.
I gave it a higher mark.
I didn't because I don't like hops. Yeah. But
okay,
I love Rosetta cherry.
Yeah.
This cherry brewed because it doesn't taste like it's just a cherry soda. It's a cherry cider or anything like that. It legit tastes like a beer brewed with some cherries.
Yeah.
It starts in that kick. It's got that sour cherry kick.
Yeah.
But then when I think it's gonna turn into soda because that's the taste I'm used to when I drink like cherry cola.
Yeah.
It turns into that nice wheat beer flavor, which is it takes a little getting used to, but boy, is it delicious.
Yeah, you prepare yourself for that sugar rush when you take that first sip.
Yeah.
And it surprises you. It's like, hey, there's some beer in here, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Sip on up. Get sip on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sexy machine up.
Get on up.
All right. Hey.
Okay. So
I also love the packaging.
Yes.
Because
very simple.
Normally Omgang deals with black or I guess brownish or something, the real dark colors, and silver, things of that nature.
Yes.
But this is bright white. And then the color, it's got the like the wild cherry poker picture.
It's almost like you're playing with cards.
Yeah, you ever go to Vegas and they're like, "Ooh, I got cherries." Mm-hmm. And the slot machines and stuff, it looks like those.
Yeah.
And it's a nice look. It's a nice clean packaging.
Elegant. It's almost like if Apple made beer, this is the similar packaging they would have.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah. Very white space, just focus on the product. The product in this case is cherry. The simple name, Rosetta. And you have a cool little icon there with a flute? Is that a...
A flute?
Yeah.
What do you see
there? The beer glass. What is that?
That's a beer glass.
That's a beer glass.
Why does that look like a flute to you?
No, flute is what one of a glass is called. Like you put champagne there.
It's not a musical instrument.
No, but that's what they call it.
No, don't stop lying to the people.
Oh, come on, man.
It's a glass. It's a glass, buddy.
There's names for glasses.
It's not a piano. All right.
Come on, dude.
I don't know, dude. Okay. I'm not sure. What do
Come
I know?
On.
I'm just some dude. So.
Flute.
You're an idiot.
Come on, man.
Now you're just hurting yourself.
So I just manipulated Google's
Yeah, you
results.
Filled out. You know what
did
Lowe's
did? Did you just
did?
See me write code
did,
right now?
Did
I didn't
know
do that.
Lowe's is so good with computers. So what he did was he knew he was going to try and say it was a flute. This glass. And then so he went on Google Images and just put a bunch of pictures of glasses on there. Go, see, look, flute.
Look what I entered in. Drink flute.
Yeah.
And this is what came up.
You manipulator. I'm so disappointed in you.
I'm not a Google engineer.
Yeah, you are. Lowe's looks like, a 12-year-old child. But he's actually quite brilliant, you see.
I'm not Doogie Howser. Come on,
yes,
dude.
Yes, you are. I would cast you as the Doogie Howser.
The remake?
Yeah. Losey Howser. Oh, little Losey Howser.
Okay, so you
give him some of this.
You were saying you like the beer.
Two shots of this.
You were saying.
I think it's delicious, yeah. Man. I love that cherry flavor. Mm-hmm. I love fruit wheat ales. If you give me a fruit wheat ale, I'm mm-hmm. there. So, man, and I love cherries. Cherry is my favorite flavor.
Yeah.
I think cherry beats the crap out of everything.
Mm.
If I have to get the, like...
Oh, cherries over strawberries?
Easily. Because, no, you know what sucks?
Yeah.
Strawberry soda. Strawberry soda. I disagree. Strawberry soda is not good.
I disagree.
Cherry soda is where it's
Fanta,
at.
Fanta? Okay. Now, Fanta strawberry is delicious. Now, I will say cherry Coke beats everything. Everything. But I wouldn't say, me personally, I wouldn't say cherry is the best flavor to
cherries,
put on anything.
Cherries on your crepes?
Cherries on your crepes? Cherry
can we
pie?
Can we go to IHOP?
Cherry pie?
I have not. You and I don't do breakfast anymore.
No.
In fact, we've never done breakfast. But, I don't
think we've ever done that.
But if we did.
It's never happened.
Maybe once.
When we ran or something. Yeah, anyway, we're just getting into our private lives now on
that's fine.
Public
they
radio.
Don't care. They don't care.
So you would give this an A?
I have to.
Yes.
I have to give this an A.
It's a solid A.
Umgang Rosetta.
Yeah.
Brewed with cherries.
Yeah.
It's absolutely delicious. Umgang is finishing their our year strong.
Mm-hmm.
As it marches towards the Executive of the Year
yeah.
award.
Yeah.
we're coming up close on yeah.
Our year-end awards,
people. So Umgang just had a pretty impressive showing.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's my analysis on this, is that throughout these past, I would say this past season has been defined with us being critical of beer's flavors, beer flavorings. Is that
poor watermelon.
Yeah, watermelon's an example. Oranges have been an example. There's been various things in which pumpkin also was another one. They present us with this flavoring and the packaging and the messaging, and they say, hey, this is what it's going to taste like. So the expectation just circulates through your mind, and you're salivating for what they're telling you. And when it comes to the reveal, when it comes to you drinking it, it doesn't show, and it often disappoints or dilutes. And this is the complete opposite from that. It is full of flavor. Yet you could still taste that ale finish, and it's quite satisfying. I also may add that this is 5.6% alcohol by volume, which almost puts you in the Goldilocks zone in beers.
It's just right.
It's just right. You're not going to get, like, fucked up from it, but it's not going to be like, did I drink anything?
Yeah, but so it came in a pack of four.
Mm-hmm.
If I have, you know, three or four of these, I'm going to be feeling them.
You're going to be feeling it.
Yeah.
That does mean you need to buy two packages, you know, if
well,
you're splitting it
among
friends.
That's fine because they're so delicious. I'm going to drink a whole four pack by myself.
And what I also like about this is this could be drank with a meal, or it could be drank as dessert. It's delicious. It's delicious. I will give it an A.
I agree.
For just well done. Just so refined. It's like the San Antonio Spurs when they play right, when Greg Pops isn't out on his rocker.
If you're on vacation and you wake up in the morning, you're like, I'm on vacation.
Yeah.
Let me pop in a movie. Let me pop in something. I'm gonna pull the blinds so it's nice and bright in here. And it's 9 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. I'm going to watch this movie. And you know what? Mm-hmm. I'm going to have a beer at 9 o'clock in the morning. And a lot of times you're like, what beer am I going to drink at 9 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah. You'll know.
I'm going to drink some Umgang.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to drink some Rosetta.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to be weird.
Nope. Not at all.
Because when you're drinking beer at 9:30 in the morning.
That's weird.
It's normally very weird. You can't drink Big Daddy at 9:30 in the morning. You gotta go to the hospital.
Something wrong with you.
I'm at that age now. You realize that? We're, the last 10 years or so, you know, I'm 28, and I'm finding you can't just eat whatever you want for breakfast anymore.
Oh, man.
I would wake up and be like, I'm having that leftover slice of cake for breakfast, or I'm having that Jersey Mike sub that I didn't finish, and some chips and some soda. And my body was like, whoa, what are you doing, brother? And I'm like, what? I've been doing this for the last, like,
He's like, can I help you?
I've been on my own since I was 16. For 12 years, I've just been doing whatever I want. And my body was like, no, sir, you will not continue to do this to me. My body made a stand, Liz. My body revolted. And now I have to have real food in the morning. Like, I have to have good food.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I have to have good food at night or else I won't sleep well. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, please tell me my cake for breakfast days aren't done.
It's time to retire. It's time to hang them up.
Oh, man.
Yeah, all that.
I'm having those nachos.
All that gunning that you used to do, it's just not paying off.
It's done.
You're no retired. Longer playing hero ball.
Yeah, I'm like LeBron.
You bought into the team concept.
I can't just back people down and do and have my way with them like LeBron used to be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just back them down and then shoot it right in their face. That'll still work, right?
No. No, sir. It's a find an open spot. You got to pass it when they double team you. It's different now. Yeah, I agree with you. I just can't have anything. I attempted pizza just yesterday, and that was,
for breakfast?
Well, yeah.
See, I feel like you should be able to have breakfast pizza.
Yeah.
But you have to make it differently. I don't think you could use sauce, right? What would you use?
Sauce, I think.
You'd have to use,
but based on what you want
to
eat.
You would have to use, gravy and little pieces of biscuit and bacon and eggs.
That's what someone needs to innovate is the perfect breakfast pizza.
Yeah.
People love pizza. They are more than willing to eat pizza throughout the day. I know
People eat a lot of pizza. Americans eat a lot of pizza. Yeah. In fact, you're talking to me into going and getting pizza right now.
I'm thinking about pizza as I'm talking about pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thin crust where it's real crispy.
Yeah. All
right. Well, on behalf of Los, I'm Jack Basketball, the best of both worlds. Signing off. Hey.
Hey, hold on.
Hey, you didn't assign a grade for the beer.
I said A.
You gave an A to me?
Solid A, yeah.
You beautiful man.
Ah, thanks, bud.
I'm so proud of
Matching A's.
Yeah. So.
Okay, so the NBA Finals.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, a lot has happened.
I was wrong.
Ah. What?
There was this guy who came to play last night. And, man, I might have seen the best showing of this man's career in his advanced age.
Uh-huh.
The man's practically a ghost. He's so old, Lowe's. The man, he doesn't even have one leg in the casket. He's got both. He's laying down.
He's knee deep.
And that man's name is Uncle Drew.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Young Mr. Kyrie Irving with the old face.
Yeah, centurion.
The centurion. The man looks like death. Yes. The man looks like...
He is an old-looking man.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
I almost think that Uncle Drew dresses like Kyrie Irving. It's not like Kyrie dresses like Uncle Drew. That's just a show, you know?
I have been upset with the way Kyrie... I've been dogging Kyrie since this series and since the playoffs because he's been just pulling up and taking threes, missing them. Yeah. He's been trying to do stuff. He's been ball hogging, missing shots.
Slacks off on defense. Yeah.
Doesn't get it back on offense. And I'm like, dude, you're a bum.
Yeah.
And then in this game, I watched Uncle Drew take off.
Man.
He came out, and I say Uncle Drew because he started pulling out some moves.
Mm.
He stopped I think I'll just pull up for a three.
No.
And I remember the first couple times I'm sitting there watching the game, and I go, Kyrie, don't take that. Never mind. And then he did a back-to-back shot. Kyrie, don't take that. And I think it was in the fourth when it was still a game.
Yeah.
And Kyrie went on a 7-0 run. Yeah. Just him. Both teams, he scored 7 points in a row. And it was amazing. And he had this move where he was driving towards the paint. And he kind of tripped for a minute. And he fell. But he kept dribbling. Yeah. Used his head. Put it flat on the court. Pushed himself back up into still some sort of spin move. Spun. Put it in. I think he got the and one on that. And I was like...
He's ridiculous.
Man, he was ridiculous. Yeah. Tristan Thompson, he was getting... They started playing Hack of Tristan, apparently, which we're still talking about. You know, Adam Silver says he's going to change something, stop the Hack of Shaq stuff. I don't care.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, man, if you can't make free throws...
That's the thing.
Make your free throws, idiot. It's the easiest shot in the game. You have to make your free throws.
No one's guarding you.
You know? I don't think it's a problem. Yeah. I think
it's a personal problem.
I mean, how many people do they do that for? Right now in the NBA, four?
A couple.
Four people?
Yeah.
Max? Like, Andre Drummond gets hacked, I think.
Dwight Howard.
Dwight Howard. What's his name? DeAndre Jordan? Yeah. DeAndre. Yeah. And Andre Iguodala. Like,
yeah. And
now Tristan Thompson. Fine.
Yeah, just make your free throws.
Just make them, please.
It won't be a problem if you just know how to make them.
You're a millionaire. You get paid millions of dollars. Make the shot where no one's guarding you. Shoot them granny style if you have to, please. Okay? But you have to make that shot.
I don't know where the disconnect is.
I could go down to the Burbank Arcade over here and play that stupid shooting game, and I'm sinking every single shot, all right? And no one's guarding me. And I'm a fat 28-year-old oaf. And you can't shoot a free throw, and I'm shooting it while the backboard's moving. The backboard's moving backwards.
And you're timed.
And I'm timed, and sometimes it's not only going backwards, but it's going side to side, Lowe's, and I'm still making them.
That frightens me.
I shoot at like 85%, 90% clip. Can you make some, you millionaire? And they're not I have to pay 50 cents to play that game. They're making me play. If I was getting paid, man, I'd be down there every single day.
Just doing work.
Hey, Horace, how you doing? you here to get your practice? Yeah, here to get my practice. Take my sweats off and stuff, and you know.
Wearing your headband.
Wearing my headband. They close down half the arcade. Just be like, oh well, you know, you can't go over there, you know.
People are Snapchatting to see you do your work.
Yeah. Putting in his work. You get like analysts coming down and stuff, being like, how'd you feel today? I was feeling pretty good. You gonna be ready tomorrow? I'm gonna be ready tomorrow. All right, see you then. It's a joke.
Yeah,
make your free throws.
See, I think that concept should stay just to sort of shame these players into making their free throws. God damn it, man! Why can't you make it? Do you need help?
Well,
do you have attention issues? Do you need to talk to a psychiatrist? Because that's what it really comes down to: is that your attention. It's not there. Well, it's not present.
They say with some of the big guys, the problem is their hands are too big. Hey, man, your hands are too big. I'm fat, ugly. I got my own problems, all right? I got problems and I can still make them. What's your excuse?
Your hands are too big.
My hands are too big.
Are you kidding me?
My face is too ugly. It's not stopping me. Lose his head,
though. You're stupid, dude. Your hands are too big. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Get the fuck out of here.
So
your hands are too big for those checks they're cashing, huh? Are they too big for that?
No, not at all. Well, they have somebody else sign them, probably.
That fucking Ferrari steering wheel? Are your hands too big for that?
Well, I think a lot of them are too big to fit in those Italian sports cars, in fairness.
The doors to your mansion? Are your hands too big for that?
Well, I think they make them extra wide doors, buddy.
That girl you met at the club with the big hiney? Are your hands too big for that?
All right, that's enough.
Come on, man. Don't give me that.
The big hiney. What's wrong with you?
Get out of
here, Stephen Ivory Canes.
That's me. So, yeah, Kyrie Irving. You know what? I didn't really blame him that much for his showing in Game 4 where he was playing hero ball. Just gunning it. Because at that point, LeBron wasn't touching the ball. He wasn't seeking the ball. So someone had to shoot. Kyrie was shooting. He didn't make it. But I felt that that was a valiant, albeit selfish, but it was a valiant effort. And so he sort of redeemed himself in Game 5. Is that, hey, through the good and the bad, you know Kyrie's going to be out there. He's going to lace up his boots and he's ready for battle. In contrast to Kevin Love, did he play yesterday? Is he still on concussion protocol?
He wasn't any good.
I thought I saw someone with his number on the court, but was that him? Is it?
He had
I don't know.
They were going nuts with the, is that a flagrant?
Yeah.
Is that a flagrant? And they had one, like, Kevin Love flagrant fouled this guy? And I'm like, no, he didn't. Kevin Love's defense is too bad to flagrant anybody. Meanwhile, JR, you could tell they didn't flagrant him, but I would have, because they had one where he comes to the basket. I forget who had it. It could have been like Klay Thompson or somebody. But he mauls this person.
I saw that.
And Oh, and they're like, we're going to have to see if it's a flagrant. And then they go up to the ref in the booth or whatever. They're like, oh, let's get this old-time ref to come in here and see if it's, you know, flagrant. And the guy's like, well, I don't think it's a flagrant. And this, and I'm looking at it. They played a million times. I'm like, at no point did J.R. Smith go, I'm going to try and block the shot. I don't even know if he knew that that person had the ball. I think that person, he was like, I think that person could jump in the air. Oh, let me tackle about the air. I think this is, you know, he just hit the person. Didn't even see the ball.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's not a flagrant? Well, then what's a flagrant? And I don't have a dog in this fight because my team had a winning record and couldn't even make the playoffs in the East, apparently. But the East is so weak, apparently. Mm-hmm. No, but I don't even know if they're my team right now.
Okay.
Because they're soft.
Yeah, and we've heard the rumblings about them. We could get...
No Chicago team I've ever known is to be soft. So I clearly this is not a Chicago Bulls team. This is not my team. My team apparently changed their colors to green and black and blue and started. They changed their name to the Minnesota Timberwolves, I think. I think that became my team. I'm pretty sure they moved overnight because my team was like, oh, you know, what's supposedly my team, the Chicago Bulls organization, they left in the dead of night and got replaced by this soft-ass bitch team led by this ugly fucking guy from Iowa State. They still got ugly, looks like... Vlad Dracula, Gar Foreman. They got John Paxson, looks like a scrub, shaved his head, thought maybe I'll look like Greg Popovich, but doesn't have nearly the intelligence of Greg Popovich. And they started hiring all these soft players. And now Jimmy Butler, they're talking about, well, maybe he'll get traded to Minnesota. And I'm like, if he's smart, he'll go to Minnesota. But apparently, did you hear the talks for this?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, Andrew Wiggins the fifth pick for Jimmy Butler. And I'm like, what? Wiggins is better than Jimmy Butler.
What are they doing?
Wiggins doesn't have the ego, apparently.
Why are teams so eager to get rid of Andrew Wiggins?
Because
Cleveland got rid of Andrew Wiggins, they would have been better off.
This Minnesota team needs, I mean... The problem is everyone's touting them as the next Golden State.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to be the next Warriors.
Yeah.
And I'm like, have you seen Coach Thibodeau coach offense? It's a train wreck, all right? I don't even know how the ball goes. And I think what Tibbs does is he's like, we'll just fight so hard. Like, you ever see that those old...
ball just pops.
Well, you ever see, like, the old Looney Tunes commercial where they get into the fight, the two people, and then...
Turns into a cloud.
And it turns into, like, a cloud. That's what defense looks like. And the ball just comes, like, shooting out and somehow gets into the basket.
Like, that's very accurate.
It happened in Space Jam, too, when I think somebody, like, one of the Monstars, like, crushed, like, a player... Might have been like...
I think it was a tiny character. I remember that.
It might have been Stan. Remember Stan Podolak?
Yeah.
Played by the wonderful Wayne Knight. And he gets smashed and...
He was flattened.
Or it happened... Yeah, he was flattened, but the ball still like squeezed out. It pinched out of there and went in there.
That was right.
That's how Thibodeau
every
scores.
Every single Chicago Bulls
They
possession.
Just fight and the ball goes in somehow. Like... Occasionally, we're gonna be the Golden State Warriors. No, you're
not.
Not with that guy.
They're just the new Minnesota Timberwolves. Calm down.
But they'll still be a really good team. They're gonna be a defensive powerhouse. Yeah. I think they're gonna go sign Joakim Noah and have him either start or come off the bench. That's a great signing.
Yeah.
They still got Kevin Love, and they got all this wealthy, young, great talent.
Kevin Love,
or not Kevin Love? Kevin Garnett.
No, okay, yeah.
They might get Kevin Love. I don't know. But if they could get Jimmy Butler without trading Andrew Wiggins, I'd trade anybody else.
Yeah. Hey, Kevin Love, that would be a great place for him to be. Minnesota.
Look, I'm gonna tell you this right now, since we're talking about Cleveland and Golden State. I always thought Kevin Love was a bitch.
I always thought
he was a scrub. I always thought he was a bum. And the reason I always thought he was a bum was because his team couldn't win. And they're like, oh, well, that's not fair. He was in the West. Yeah, his team was still bad with him as the leader. I was getting into an argument with somebody where they're like, well, no one could just have 20 points or 10 rebounds in this and be a bad player. I'm like, yeah, you can, because somebody's got to get those points on a team. Go look at that old Charlotte Bobcats team, the expansion team. There were people on that team scoring 20 points a night. Gerald Wallace was real hot. Dezagnia Diop was real hot. Eddie House was putting up numbers. what's his name? Bernard. What was that guy's name? I don't even remember. I remember his goofy looking face. Bernard, whatever. He was scoring 10 points a game. You have scrubs who could score points. Somebody. I remember 2002 around 2002-2003 when the Bulls had Jamal Crawford. And Jamal Crawford was the franchise, and he was just chucking shots because he was like, somebody's got to. And they're like, oh, Jamal Crawford's good. And I'm like, he clanged so many shots.
Yeah.
He's just a chucker. That's your franchise? I was like, Kevin Love's the same way. Kevin Love just gets rebounds because he's there. He's like, oh, a solid rebounder. Yeah, somebody's got to get him.
The ball was there.
The ball was there.
It's like a low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, he could score. Somebody's got to score the points on a team.
Yeah, for all you fanatics out there of the in the booze and basketball sphere, go back to our first episodes in which Mr. I don't know what to call him, but Mr. Basketball, Mr. Maxwell Stevens, one of those.
Jeff Maxwell, Maxwell Stevens, yeah, Jack Basketball, many names.
One of those. But he was sharing these exact same sentiments of Kevin Love even back then, and I'll be the first to admit I was among the ones who were wrong about Kevin Love.
And this was 2 years ago, mind you.
Yeah.
And man, if you still have those episodes, I mean, I do. those episodes are valuable now because they're off the internet. Like they've been. Yeah. Very few people probably still have those
episodes. It's in the Disney vault.
Yeah, it's in the vault. We're going to have to bring it out with Bambi.
Yeah, so does this change, Game 5, does this change anything for you on how you think the series will shake out?
I mean, I thought Cleveland always had a prayer anyway. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's kind of tough because Draymond was gone, and Draymond causes mismatches.
Yeah.
Because Draymond's that guy you're like, man, we wish we could have somebody to be doing their job, but Draymond's going to pull people out, and he's going to move guys around, and he commands stuff. I will say, Golden State has been doing a hell of a job playing defense on LeBron.
Yeah.
LeBron doesn't get to do anything, which is how Kyrie was able to have such a game.
Yeah, he was intent. LeBron was just intent on scoring so he could muster out some stuff.
How many points did they score? Him and Kyrie both, I think they each tied for like 41 or something. Yeah. And, like that was 41.
LeBron had to work for his.
That was 41 points.
Yeah.
That I don't know how he got that far because I'm like they scored. He scored 41 against a great defense. Yeah. You can't say because some people are gonna see the box score and be like, oh, LeBron had his way with him.
No,
man.
No, he didn't.
Every time he touched the ball, he was hounded. And somehow he was hounded in the right spots where, if he tried to pass it out, they could cover that guy too.
Mm-hmm.
They did an excellent job defending him. It's the same reason with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. Oh, they're just having bad games. No, it's they're organizing some defense to learn how to just guard these guys, please.
Contain them.
Please contain these guys. Just stick a body on them. We'll do whatever we got. Let other people score. Let other people get open. And in this case, other guys haven't been shooting well.
And I think you and I could both agree on what the Golden State Warriors are experiencing sometimes, and especially in this series, even last series, is that you live and die by the three-point shot. And when you die a very cruel and unusual death.
Sure do.
And the Golden State Warriors, that's what they've been going through. Harrison Barnes suffered through it yesterday, as well as Steph Curry in some scenarios. And that, hey, the shot looks the same as it always does. But sometimes it doesn't go in.
Harrison was bricking him. Iguodala was bricking him. Barbosa was bricking him.
How are you going to resolve that when your shot isn't going in? And Golden State will die if their three-point shot doesn't go in. And, hey, you could say they have two games, but they really have to figure it out next game. Because as much of a LeBron detractor I am, I'm getting goosebumps right now thinking of having to face him if I'm a Golden State Warriors fan in Game 7.
I'm not afraid of him.
You're not afraid?
Not in Game 7, no. They've proven that LeBron at his best
is not
enough. They will shut him down. Yeah. They will not. They will make every other person on that team because at the end of the day, his supporting cast stinks.
It does.
They stink.
Yeah.
And you're like, what, Kyrie? And I'm like, yeah, Kyrie's hot and cold.
Yeah.
And Kevin Love's just cold. And bad. He takes cold showers. I don't even think the heat's working in his house, Los.
He didn't pay his bill. He didn't.
I couldn't find the man's defense with the microscope. I think his defense is on a bunch of milk cartons out there. He can't do anything, Lowe's. No.
Kevin Love's bad.
J.R. Smith stinks.
Yeah. Amon Shumpert.
Amon Shumpert stinks. Yeah. He's got Richard Jefferson playing sometimes as his second best player. Richard Jefferson shouldn't even still be in the league.
I don't know how he's still alive.
How Richard Jefferson still has a job?
He should be greeting you at Home Depot.
Yeah. I think I saw him there. I think RJ knows that he's been on his last legs for 10 years. I'm pretty sure he was my waiter at Denny's last week. I recognized him from that stupid voice he has.
Yeah, so we were just trying
to get out there and do the best we can. Like, what's wrong with you? In the words of, what's that dude's name? Ooh. Rob Parker? The guy who got in trouble because he said, what's RG3? He's kind of a cornball brother. RJ is a cornball brother. He's not down with the brotherhood.
I love that guy. May he come back.
That guy who got fired real bad.
Oh, man.
That man lost his job.
First Take was much more entertaining with that guy.
Because he wore those, like, teacher coats where he had, like, the suede or the tweed jacket with, like, the elbows cut out.
Elbow pads. Yeah.
What a
love that guy. Come back, Rob Parker. Come back to B&B.
Yeah, that's our big signing.
You're welcome, man.
Oh, that would be terrible. We missed out on Bill Simmons and Colin Cowherd and Jason Whitlock.
Skip Bayless.
And Skip Bayless. But we got Rob Parker.
That's like someone signing Rajon Rondo.
Oh, jeez. Were you hear Rajon Rondo saying bad things about the Kings now?
Yeah, he was.
He came out. He's like, the way they run things is stupid. They're bad at this. They're bad at that. And I'm like, when you got Rajon Rondo telling you that you got issues, you done messed up.
And he was sincere too. He was like, you know, if you didn't know Rajon Rondo's history, you would feel sorry for him by the way he was talking about how tension filled the locker room was. He was like, man, that relationship between Carl and Cousins. I've never felt that that much tension in my entire career. Oh, I was scared.
It's like if a guy 350 pounds is like, you need to start losing some weight. You're like, oh, geez. Or the crackhead down the street's like, whoa, you're doing too many drugs, brother.
You didn't get your life right.
That crackhead lady who stands out at the corner at 3 o'clock every morning just scratching herself. And you run past her, she's like, man, you need to get clean. That's what it's like getting called out by Rajon for not having the right attitude.
Oh, man.
I got it today. I took that nap before we started.
That was a power nap. So, yeah, come to think of it, I think DeMarcus Cousins is another one in that whole Kevin Love sort of space. It's that, hey, he averaged 26.5 points last season. But was that empty?
Boogie's pretty good.
Boogie is pretty
good. Because you sent him to the Olympics.
But it doesn't lead to results.
But when you send him to the Olympics, he still stands out.
Yeah.
Because you're like, man, that dude is really good. Kevin Love, did he make the team? Is he playing?
He played in 2012.
Oh, man, he played like a couple minutes. I think he was selling lemonade on the side. I think that
he was the popcorn specialist.
They were like, Kevin Love did a good job. Yeah, I know. Everybody got fresh lemonade. That's what he's like, but yeah. Boogie's actually like, okay, wow, this guy can actually play.
To win. It doesn't translate to wins.
I think it's one of those things where he's just got the wrong attitude.
Yeah.
Because as much as everyone, but he's a great player. I'm like, yeah, he's a dick, though.
Yeah.
Can't do that. Man, I wish Kevin Love would show some attitude. I wish he'd wake up in the morning and realize how much he sucks. I wish he'd wake up and hit the gym for a minute and do some bench presses or something. Hire a personal trainer. Jeez. You make $20 million.
Yeah, and I don't want to sound insensitive in saying this, is that I was speaking with my dad about it, too, and I think I was like, Kevin Hart? Kevin Hart. Yeah,
Kevin Hart would out-rebound Kevin Love.
Oh, yeah, but you want more heart than love, apparently. But Kevin Love, I feel at the end of the day, is deep inside, he's just that insecure fat kid, you know? Is that... It's just he doesn't have that sort of self-esteem and that confidence to sort of steer forward, especially because now he's sitting, let's just think of that sort of in that context, you know, high school, right? You just have the insecure, like, fat kid who just he's unpopular, but no, I don't want to. No, but
who are you really talking about, Los?
Hear me out. But he's, you know, he's on the, he's in the science club, and but he has these high aspirations.
Did you go through my yearbook?
He's in the high.
I did have high aspirations. Yeah, go on.
But he's in those high aspirations, and then he gets invited to like the cool table because apparently he could hit a jump shot.
That never happened to me.
He could hit a jump shot, and then all the jocks are saying, "Hey, come sit with us. Come start hanging out with us." And then you go to parties, and they're like,
"Would that have fixed my entire problem if I just went out for one sport and be like, you know, maybe I'll play basketball, sit at the end of the bench."
Yeah,
I'm on the basketball team.
So he's on the cool, he's sitting at the cool table right now, and they're expecting them to say funny jokes or hit on girls pull a cool prank, and he flops every single time just because he knows of this atmosphere that he's in, and he just never feels like he belongs. And at the end of the day, maybe he needs to go back to his friends at the science club, aka Minnesota.
I don't know if that's gonna work out, because I had this friend named Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah, William.
Mm-hmm.
Called him Bill. Wow, Bill Willie. Sometimes. Yeah, yeah, Bill. And he was a loser just like the rest of me and my friends.
Yeah.
And he went out for football one year. And I was like, geez, Bill's going to go play football? You know, maybe I think he's going to start branching out. Maybe we'll finally have a friend like in the cool club, and it'll be a way to elevate us and stuff like that. And so Bill, they made him a nose tackle, which at the time I was like, what job? What fucking is a nose tackle? I never heard of a nose tackle in football. And, you know, I was an idiot. But if you play Madden, there's no position going, I want you to play nose tackle. Nose
tackle, yeah.
You didn't know. You had to figure it out for yourself. And so Bill started playing football.
Yeah.
And we were all just sitting there, all the unpopular kids hiding in the dungeon of the cafeteria where you weren't allowed to be seen, you know? That sitting under that one part of the tables where the light didn't work, you know?
Yeah.
So it was like the dark part of the cafeteria. That's where they made you sit. They're like, you gotta go sit in the dark part, your kid. We don't want to see you. And so, you know, Bill starts playing games and he's doing all right. And then we're like, are we in? And then we started to look around and we're like, hey, is Bill popular? Nah, Bill was still a loser just like the rest of us. Even though he was on the football team, but I was like, man, that sucks.
But he was the best of y'all.
He wasn't even the best of us. They were still like, yeah, you're still a loser, buddy. Just because you're on the football team don't make you who you are.
Damn.
And just because Kevin Love makes $20 million and plays, you know, goes to UCLA and plays for Cleveland. I don't know why you'd be cool if you played for Cleveland, but that doesn't change who he is. He's still a scrub.
Mm-hmm.
He's still a bum. He's still got, you know, puny, pale white girl arms and flabby arms at that.
Yeah.
The only thing he's lifted in the last 10 years is a box of Cheez-Its.
Oh, no.
Sitting on his recliner.
No.
So, no, man. Yeah. Kevin Love hasn't changed. Yeah. Just because Kevin Love is all of a sudden in the finals, that don't make him cool.
No.
That don't make him somebody. He's still a bum. He's still sitting at the table with the light knocked out above it. All right?
Yeah.
It won't even change the light bulb. Can't even get a Jerry.
Can you
just change this light bulb? No, we ain't got the budget for that there, buddy.
To think that this guy makes max money, too. He signed that 5-year, $120 million deal.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
Yeah. He'll be out of there in 2 years.
I hate to say this.
Yeah.
I don't think he's Chris Bosh, dude.
No.
Chris Bosh.
You wish you were Chris Bosh.
Yeah.
I wish I was Chris Bosh.
Chris Bosh with his alien face and all that.
Miami.
LeBron leaves,
yeah,
and Chris Bosh is the best player on that team, where all of a sudden he's like, I got this over Dwayne Wade.
Miami needs Chris Bosh. They are suffering.
If LeBron leaves this team, Kevin Love doesn't become the second best player with him and Kyrie. It becomes like
Richard Jefferson.
Yeah, RJ for a year. The Dante Jones,
because you know James Jones is going with LeBron.
Hey, now, how many seasons has he played with LeBron?
Seven straight. Yeah, I think
James Jones is in a Hall of Famer. He's been to a lot of finals.
You can't ask for a better best friend than James Jones. Through the thick and the thin, he just stays with you. It's like, oh, you want to go to Miami, dude? Me too. Shit, I didn't really like Cleveland, but yeah, I'll go back with you too.
Did he play in Cleveland the first time?
Yeah.
That wonderful man. I think he deserves a ring this season just for that.
So if LeBron has his next MVP speech, and he should tear a page out of Kevin Durant's, and instead of dedicating it to his mom, he dedicates his speech to James Jones.
You're the real MVP. Now that you brought that up, I have a question.
Okay.
Golden State wins game 6. Who's the finals MVP?
Nobody.
Jeez.
Steve Kerr. Draymond Green.
I guess so.
Draymond Green, because he's the most valuable player. He matches that by the definition. They didn't win without him there. They won. I mean, game 2, was it? Game 2, he played just phenomenally. He hit 3-pointers, and yeah, he was doing his thing.
Golden State,
yes,
has 3 top 10 players in the NBA.
Yeah.
And I guess Klay's the worst of the Klay's 3.
Klay's the worst of the 3.
And even he's good.
Draymond's in the top 5, I would say, at this point. Because he doesn't give you the raw numbers, but man, what he does, he's just such a specialist. You can't even define what Draymond does. Sure, you could say, oh, he's better in pick and rolls. He's a great matchup on defense and this and that.
Is he better than Rodman?
Yes, he's better than Rodman.
Is he better than Ron?
Yes. Wow. Because what he has over both of those guys is the offensive prowess as well.
That's true.
You leave Draymond open for a 3-point shot, you are paying for it.
He was clanking a lot of them.
Yeah, well, he's clanking them in game 4. But yeah, this guy, he's a wild card, and a wild card that you need. He's a joker. Yeah.
You know what I was talking about? I had a good conversation with Dr. Thunder yesterday, and maybe I shouldn't save this for so late in the podcast. I should start with it next time.
Mm-hmm.
So I will. Never mind.
Oh, okay. I thought we were going to add it in post.
Nah, I'll start it late. Yeah. You know, we got something to talk about next week. Mm-hmm. I got a long one.
Huh?
I got a little dissertation.
Uh-oh.
A little dissertation I'm working on.
Wow.
Okay, of why Golden State does what Golden State does, and why I'm the greatest motherfucker alive, and everybody else could eat shit and like the taste.
Wow. And like it. Ask for salt.
Garlic. Okay. You gotta put garlic on it. Garlic is great.
Garlic hits up everything. Yeah. I'm a cilantro guy myself.
I love cilantro too.
Man. You can't replicate that like you do shitty strawberry or cherry on a soda. You can't make like an artificial cilantro.
Next week we're drinking a garlic soda, a garlic beer, a garlic stout.
So since we won't be, I don't know when game 7 would be scheduled, but I personally don't think it's going to come down to that. I say Golden State in 6. I think they're going to take care of business. This takes me back to 1998, when the Bulls beat Utah 96-54. They whooped their ass, and everyone thought they would close it out in 5. They ended up losing in 5. Michael Jordan airs like the game tying 3, something like that. But they go back to Utah, win in dramatic fashion, and that was that. They won. So I think it's going to be similar to that. It's going to be close-ish, but Steph is going to finally...
Did you say the Bulls lost by that much?
No, the Bulls beat the Jazz 96-54.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What a game.
That's Jesus Christ.
And the Jazz shouldn't even have scored 50. I think they were at 48 for a little bit, and then...
The bench came in?
Went on like a 4-0 run or something. 6-0 run to end the game. It was, it was ridiculous.
I'd be embarrassed.
Yeah, but they won the next game in Chicago. It was surprising. It was back when they did the 2-3-2 thing. They had confidence going into Utah for the next 2 games, and Michael Jordan hit that famous shot where he pushed off Byron Russell. Yeah, poor guy.
Where he committed an illegal play.
Yes, and it was a no-call. But I do think Steph's going to come out to play in Game 6. I hope. I mean... Because it's weird. It's weird how Steph's playing this series. And it's not to say that he's just thinking it up. It's just he just doesn't. They're not hitting. He's not hitting his shots. And that's just what perplexes me, I would say.
That's okay. He hits a lot of tough shots.
It's a head scratcher.
It's hard to hit tough shots consistently.
Yeah.
All right. But on that note,
mm-hmm.
I think we should wrap this up.
What do you think?
What?
How do you think it's going
to
end?
I don't know. I'm just interested to watch.
That's what's up.
I think Golden State's gonna kick the living shit out of them. Okay. That's what I think.
There we go.
Is that what you wanted to hear?
Yeah, sure.
But I want to see Cleveland win.
You do?
Yeah.
What? You were just saying last week, what? Off air, that you can't, you're fine with LeBron winning, but not in Cleveland.
Right, but this is what has to happen. I need the league to know that Golden State is beatable. Mm. It's like Rocky IV, where Apollo got killed by Draco, and then Stallone, old Rocky, he was getting killed too, and then he manages to bust open Drago, and then his old Duke in the corner, he goes, "You see, he's not a machine. He can bleed. He's a man." And so then Rocky gets that renewed fight back at him, comes in and beats him up. This league is beat down right now because everyone assumes they're like, Golden State's just going to beat us up. We might as well not eat. We might as well build for the future. Mm-hmm. And I think that leads to a really bad league. So I need, for the betterment of the league, for people to understand the three-pointer is not the way that you're just going to dominate. Because I don't like three-pointers. Yeah. Like, I used to love three-pointers as a kid, and I'm like, this is fun. But when you're like, we're just going to shoot three-pointers. Like, it's kind of boring to have every single game be won by 30 points. That means I don't even get to watch the games.
Yeah.
I don't get to see any fun. I'm just like, no one's touching each other. There's no fighting.
Yeah.
It's just threes, just making threes. Mm. I'm like, okay, that's no awesome layups, no strong takes, no bumping and, you know, messing around in the paint.
Yeah.
I'm like, So I need people to understand that Golden State isn't unbeatable.
Yeah.
That they can bleed, that they can lose. Just because they win 73 games in the regular season doesn't mean that they can't be beat.
See, but I think this series sort of proves that. Because it's not necessarily, if they win this year, it's not necessarily a dynasty. But they, I think the vulnerabilities that this team has is already apparent. And the fact that Steph Curry just hasn't been that dominating force that everyone has seen him to be in the regular season. And I think, spoiler alert, I don't think they're going to win next year. So it's one of those things. Hey, Houston won back-to-back championships
Minnesota.
In the 90s. Houston won back-to-back championships in the 1990s.
I could see OKC winning.
And no one went. It's so funny you were reading my mind in that. I could totally see, because I think Kevin Durant's going to sign one of those fancy one-year deals, get paid like $70 gajillion next season.
I could see them having enough money to go sign Kevin and then be like, oh, we got a little extra money to go get a really good playoff piece. And that playoff piece puts him over the top.
And that would be great. It would be great to see a team like OKC win. But I think that's what we're seeing. And so I think we're going to get a little bit of both. Teams are going to see, and fans alike are going to see that, hey, the three-pointer isn't everything. It was enough for the Golden State to win because it's against a much weaker Cleveland squad. But it's not the answer to all, and now we're going to see different teams trickle in and sort of dominate the next 5 years.
If you try and play the big guys ball, you're all gonna look weak. Right? But whereas you go, man, just Golden State's so great. How can we ever imagine to compete with them? OKC showed you. They go, well, you changed the layout of the battlefield. You go, well, we're not gonna play that way. You remember this guy named David who fought Goliath? You know why that happened?
Slingshot, baby.
Because he cheated. Back in the day, you were supposed to, you could have three classes of people. And so if Los and I had a problem, we would send the exact same type of person. And this is, I have this on the board. It's Malcolm Gladwell's book, David vs. Goliath. And in his book, he talks about how, you know, David actually wins more than Goliath because of certain standards and things. Great book. Great read. I still have to finish it.
I love Malcolm Gladwell.
But so, back in the day, you would have to send, like, okay, you're sending your warrior guy, I'm going to send my warrior guy. Oh, you're sending your archery guy, I'm going to send my archery guy. If you can send slingshot. So, they said, let's send warriors, I'll send Goliath. And at the last second, they go, well, Goliath's great. There's no warrior better than Goliath, so I'm going to lose. It's very similar to the mountain in Game of Thrones that we were just talking about. Yeah. I'm not going to send anybody against the mountain. I'm going to have to, and if you just watched this latest episode, you know, spoiler alert, they found a way around, so I don't have to fight the mountain. Why am I going to fight the mountain? He'll kill me. Okay, and spoiler alert. But I'm not going to send somebody to fight Goliath because Goliath is the best warrior in terms of that battle.
Yeah.
So I'll send David, who does something completely different. I'm going to send somebody who's like, well, I got a different method, and, it, you know, if everything goes my way, I'm going to put Goliath down easy. Mm-hmm. And so David does, and everyone's like, whoa, did you just see what David did to Goliath? Mm-hmm. Clearly, this man is a king. This man is a god. Look what this man was able to do. He took down a guy who's so big and so frightening and so this. And I'm like, yeah, because it was a total mismatch because Goliath wasn't expecting somebody like David.
Yeah. He wasn't guarding him out in the perimeter.
OKC.
He's a paint player.
OKC shows up, yeah. And you know, Golden State's like, oh, all right, we're gonna outshoot you. Mm-hmm. Come try and play our game. And OKC goes, nah, I think what we'll do is we're going to crowd the paint, and we're going to slug you in the mouth every time you try and come in. Mm-hmm. And that's why that guy named Draymond Green started getting mad, started kicking people in the balls, because he was like, well, I'm going to play dirty if that's how we're going to play. And they're like, no, actually, you can't kick people in the balls. And he was like, but I don't understand. And I'm like, of course you don't understand. You're trying to play their game because you realized yours wasn't working anymore. Mm-hmm. And had Kevin Durant, you know, been a part of some of those meetings maybe, because he showed up, he cost those teams some games because yeah. He'd go, well, we need to win this game. All right, let's all go do what Golden State does. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
You ever beat them doing your game? Beat them at your game. That's what you do well. They're not built like you,
yeah.
So don't play like them. Yeah. Play your own type of ball.
Because that's what brought you there.
And the people who are going to – it's all about balance. And that's why usually there's parity, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's parity in a lot of sports, because if I see what Los is doing, I'm going to try – and I go, man, Los is a champion. Let me try and copycat Los.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone tries to copycat Los. And then the one guy goes, wait a minute. While everyone was trying to copycat Los – I got really strong at this other thing, and now I can use this thing because
can't do that.
Because no one else was able to build around that strength. Like, no one else spent their time,
yeah.
Spent their effort. They didn't build for someone like me.
Yeah.
It's like if I spent my whole life trying to fight Los, I'm like, you know, Los is really fast, and he's wiry, and I imagine if I got into a fight with Los, he'd just jump all over me. So I need to cut weight, and I need to try and be movable. I need to try and be mobile so I can fight Los. And then all of a sudden, everyone's trying to fight Los by like, well, we got to get mobile because Los is mobile. Mm. Then all of a sudden, this big motherfucker shows up and he's like, I'm not mobile. I just punch people in the mouth. All of a sudden, no one's prepared to fight this guy because they go, well, I was training all this time to try and follow this leader that I didn't even see this leader coming. That's how everything works. Yeah. That's how every sport works. That's how life works, how business works. Everyone, look at business.
Yeah.
Everyone tries to run a business this way, and they always play follow the leader, right? Well, these guys are making all the money in the world because they're doing this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then when you all push towards that way, somebody's going to cut through on the back end and go, I have a different idea. Mm-hmm. And now everyone's going to start to follow that person.
So true.
Apple and Google are doing great right now,
yeah.
Because they were like, we're going to do our own path because mm-hmm. we see all this oil-based business and we see all this stuff. We think it would be, you know, easier, less expensive to do things our way. And now everyone's trying to follow Google. Everyone's trying to follow Apple.
Yeah.
And we're like, man, these guys are tech giants.
Mm-hmm.
Until David comes along and says, I'm going to do something differently. Because see, when they first came out, when Google and Apple first came around, they were David, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were small, they were mobile, they weren't doing what Big Oil was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're the Goliaths. Look how big they've gotten. Look how big they've grown. Mm-hmm. And now somebody else is going to come along.
Punch them in the mouth.
And punch them in the mouth and go, I'm doing things differently, and now you're too big to try and cut weight. You're trying too big to get mobile and to chase after me. You're too big now.
Too big.
It happens all the time.
Must I say, what a great figure of speech that is. Punch him in the mouth. Because if you get punched in the mouth, that shit fucking hurts. And that is very discouraging, demoralizing.
They say if you get into a fight, the first thing you should do is punch somebody in the nose because it disorients them. Your nose is your centerpiece.
Yeah.
Without that, you start losing balance. You start losing everything. You're no good in a fight. You get bopped in the nose.
I remember back in my school days, a fight that I lost convincingly. Was one where I remember very clearly being punched in the nose. And I was just like, oh, jeez, what's...
Because it makes you mad, too. Because you're like, did you just punch me right in the face and I couldn't do anything about it?
Yeah.
You know what happened to Ronda Rousey against Holly Holm?
Mm-hmm.
Ronda was like, I'm going to box this world champion boxer, this Olympic boxer. And then immediately, within like 30 seconds, she wasn't paying attention, or she's just not as good as Holly Holm. And she got bopped right on the nose and messed up the rest of her fight.
Yeah.
Because they said from the rest of that fight, she didn't even know where she was. It happens.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to happen to Golden State.
Mm.
Maybe not this series. Yeah. This series might still be theirs, but eventually.
Yeah. Next season,
I feel great. I feel great.
I just feel great about OKC. I just think they did. I don't know if they unintentionally kept Kevin Durant, but that's exactly what happened. Is that it was almost, people just thought at that point, they were like, man, after whatever's going to happen in these playoffs where we don't expect OKC to do much, this dude's out. We don't know where he's going. He could go San Antonio. He could go Golden State, New York, LA. Who knows? But he's out of here. And then, well, they beat San Antonio for one. And then they came one game within beating Golden State. And that was just a statement to even him. He was just like, whoa, I wasn't expecting this.
Yeah.
Let me do what I need to get them over this hump. And it wasn't enough, but it was enough for him to say, man, these guys have my back.
Well, and I think about like San Antonio, where, you know, San Antonio, essentially OKC got a trial run with Golden State before Golden State.
Yeah.
So OKC got to get used to that playing style, because the weird thing about San Antonio is that San Antonio didn't try and build the David.
Yeah.
They tried to build the Goliath that looked just like Golden State. Yeah. They were like, well, I'm Greg Popovich, and we're the San Antonio Spurs. I'm the best coach on the planet, and I have a great team. I got Tim Duncan. Mm-hmm. I know how to build guys. I got Kawhi Leonard, and I understand how to build these monsters.
Yeah.
So I'm going to build a Goliath that's going to be better than Golden State. And he failed. Yeah. Like, it just didn't happen. Yeah. Because you're not trying to build somebody else, because look how they molded their team. Well, let's go get LaMarcus Aldridge who shoots jumpers. And we're going to get David West for some toughness off the bench. Like an Andrew Bogut style. And we still got Kawhi, and we got all these players who could shoot. And Danny Green and all these. And it failed you.
Yeah.
So you're not going. And maybe it's because Greg Popovich doesn't have the time to build a David, because building Davids take time. Golden State took time.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody takes time, and you know, we say that with Chicago, right? Chicago had to lose and lose and lose, and slowly they had to get a little bit further and a little bit further, and then when they were on top, they stayed on top. And I give Golden State a lot of flack, because I'm like, they became really good overnight.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, but also, you know, Steph Curry was there, and Mark Jackson helped cultivate it, and They didn't slowly build. They still built really fast.
They did. They did. It wasn't an overnight thing like many people think.
Yeah.
There was some trial and there was some error. I remember getting swept by San Antonio one of those years. And, but it is fast. And I don't think Golden State realizes how fast it was. And just as fast as they sort of ascended, They could fall just as fast. So we'll see. We'll see.
Hey, man, we had a really good podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Let's bring it here.
This was a great episode.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in, guys. As you know, this is Booze and Basketball, the best of both worlds.
Mm.
Make sure to check out boozeandbasketball.com for all your booze and basketball needs. And don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and wherever
podcasts are found.
So
on behalf of Los,
yeah,
myself,
yeah,
my...
Hello.